The third and last factor that the online pricing opinions, everybody's got an opinion, however, they don't have all the facts. And the third and last of the big unknowns that all those fancy algorithms don't take into consideration, and that's the features of your property. The reason the lot location and description of your lot is the second most important is because it's incurable. You can't change it. You can't change the location. Generally, you can't change the slope if it's straight downhill or a driveway that's straight uphill, but your features are curable. People will often say, I'll buy this house and I can change the kitchen out. I can fix the bathrooms, change the carpeting, but you can't fix the lot. If it's in front of a stop sign, you can't change that. Your value will be affected because of its location of the lot. In other words, it's incurable. It backs to the highway, you can't fix it. The high tension power lines, you can't fix it. Those are things that are gonna be static and unchanging. A lot that doesn't back to an expressway, but's across the street from it, has greater value. Keep in mind, the lot value is a minimum, generally, 20% of your value. Using an easy number, $100,000 house, your lot is pretty safely $20,000. Could be $25,000. If you're in a cul-de-sac, you'll see a greater value in that lot, and it backs to trees than the first house on the right when you pull in off a busy street. The houses could be exactly the same, but they're not going to be the same value simply because 20, 25, 30% of the value is based on the lot location. It's incurable. Well, here's what is curable, but the online algorithms don't know. For example, and this is very important for you to do for the following features of your home. The kitchen is probably one of the most important factors of your property's value and will also push you up in value if you have the following. A great updated kitchen. Your friends come over and say, wow, I'm inspired. Buyers who get a vote also come over and they say, I'm inspired. And honey, I want this house. You can actually add sometimes 5 to 10% more value to your house, your average price per square foot, just because your wow kitchen. Now you might've said, my kitchen cost me 80 grand to put in. You don't get 80 grand back. You did the work yourself, but historically people don't do that. You don't get $80,000 back for the improvements because there's profit in there for the countertop company, for the laborer that did the work, for the general contractor who did pulled it all together. There were permits pulled, all kinds of different things, but you do get a great above average appreciation rate. So when Zillow and Realtor.com and Trulia and all these different algorithms come up with a price for your property, they don't know that you have a new kitchen. So you deserve a much higher price per square foot, even than what we believe in GPS has come up with. Our software has a protected value based on your square foot, but we don't know if your kitchen has been gutted, it's brand new. Secondly, you might have moderate improvements, maybe some new appliances, possibly some new flooring, maybe new countertop, moderate appreciation. In other words, if you gutted your kitchen, you could see 5 to 10% growth rate pretty safely, 5 to 10% higher price, as well as moderate, maybe 2 to 3, 4%. You could raise the price over the average. And then if you've done no upgrades, take the average price per square foot, you may actually go down below that. So the kitchen is probably the most important room of the house. It's not the dining room. It's not the secondary bedrooms. Those aren't that important. So the next one would be your baths. How many do you have? What's the condition? Same thing is true of the kitchen. And that is, are they wow? Or are they just okay? Your price per square foot will go up or down. So when you're doing your quick analysis and you're going price per square foot, you have to look at some of the most important features, the kitchens and the bath. And then of course, this is actually, people ignore this part, and that's the staging. Zillow doesn't know how well your home is staged. Is your stuff old. Because sometimes we've seen houses that were occupied, it was often better that the seller moved out if they could and vacate the property because all the stuff they had, the furniture, was 25 and 30 years old. Of course, the buyer's not buying your stuff, but it makes a difference because I remember in the eighth grade, I had old shoes, an old jacket. You had to wear a suit jacket to the dance. Other guys had a brand new jacket, brand new shoes, brand new clothes, brand new haircut. And they showed better, if you will, than I did, and they got to dance with the popular girls. Well, your house is the same thing. How well is it staged? Is your kitchen newer? Original? Are your baths original? How many do you have? And so how well is your home staged? Because it really can affect your property value just because it's an amazing showpiece, and you could push that price per square foot up, push your appreciation rate per year. Question is, it's just kind of average. Do you not know how to decorate? Which is all right, but it'll show up. And home stagers are a great source to push property values up higher. Builders use them all the time. Why do you think builders stage their home? They're wow factors. They're taking secondary bedrooms and making them look incredible. Master bedrooms, things like that. So the kitchens, the baths, the staging, last couple features here, and that is your parking space. Do you have a three car where everybody else is a two car? Do you have a two car where they're all one car? Are you the opposite? Are you a one car or no car where people expect a carport or a garage, or they expect three car and you're a two car? That will affect your value. Your price per square foot is not factored in because square foot is not measured on a property. The garage is not, nor is a screened-in porch. If you have a screened-in porch, you're going to get a higher price per square foot, but doesn't show up in the algorithms for these online pricing projectors. Nor is the color of your home in the inside. Are all your walls red or green or blue? That doesn't show up in those algorithms. If you have a lot of color, your price per square foot is going to go down. If you're very neutral, great appeal. You actually do better on the property. Are your doors six panel? Are they hollow? Are they solid core? These are slight adjustments as we get into those kinds of features. Kitchens and baths and staging has a lot to do with pushing your property value. Hopefully this was helpful to you. Go to the big unknown sheet inside the GPS pricing report on your property. It'll go into more detail about your basement, if you have one in that part of the country. Is it a wow factor, or was it done in the 1970s, which could be a detractor? We're not going to go through all of those in this illustration, but I do encourage you to go to the big unknown sheet on the GPS report that says we did not know, like Zillow did not know, and adjustments can be made to push your property value up on price per square foot or lower it based on some of the insights on that page. All right. Thanks for listening.